Reading from the Gospel of Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who had just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what this was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" My brothers and sisters, this text is about faith. It's about us as believers. It's about Christian life as faith. Now, the first thing to say, the first observation after reading this text, is that we should not take faith for granted. It's not something we own, we're entitled to. It's very humbling to say that the apostles who were in daily contact with Jesus say, "Increase our faith." They recognize that they do not believe enough, or maybe they don't believe at all. So, to be honest, that makes me feel comfortable to know that the apostles were not too sure to believe. In fact, in a recent interview, Pope Francis said something similar, that if something believes 100% is a problem, it's probably not a real faith. Faith is something incomplete, in progress, never achieved. That's the first thing. And if it was, if we pretended it was achieved, probably it means that we are in the wrong. But it's more than that. Jesus uses an image which has been mentioned many times, which in fact has been used apparently in other religions as well, particularly Buddhism, is the mustard seed. The mustard seed has a characteristic to be incredibly small, but to have the potential to grow enormously and to be very strong. So there's like a tension between weak and strong at the same time, small and big, now and later. And I think that does characterize Christian life. In a way, we are nothing. We know nothing, and we can do nothing. And at the same time, potentially, we can do a lot, and we can be a lot. And it's very comforting to see that Jesus compared our faith to that. So if we believe almost nothing, but just a little, that little, in fact, means we are on the right track. I think that's the message that the Gospel of Luke tells us today. It's an empowering message. It means that nobody has a claim to be a perfect believer, a good believer. And that's what the last part of the text is saying. When you are a slave, remember you are a slave, serve your master, and be happy like that. Don't pretend, don't claim. In fact, slavery has thankfully been abolished, but the image remains that we are like slaves in a way. We have no rights to be the perfect believers. No, we have no right. We have no entitlement. But it doesn't mean we are nothing, not at all. We are. If we start to believe, we will continue to believe in a mysterious way. And for some of us who are part of the church structure, I may say, as ordained priests or religious, or even members of parish council, we may think that we are good believers and we have some rights in the church. In fact, we are mistaken. We have no rights at all. However high our function is, and however ordained we are, however consecrated we are, at the end of the day, we remain like a slave. But instead of seeing that as a problem, as something that we miss, as a loss, we should see that as an advantage, because whenever we feel weak in our faith, But Jesus said that's the nature of faith, to be weak. Because the mystery of God is so big, so enormous, it would be actually a lie to say that you can embrace it. In any case, if you just touch the surface, it's already enormous. I think that's the message of the gospel today. Amen.